The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Sure, you might not want to. Yes, the Bart of Broadcasting is back live right here on a special live show. All things being equal, we are experiencing no technical difficulties at this particular point. We don't think we're moving along. My name is Frank Atolo. The mayor's name is on the title of the show. We hope, and we hope again. Stay with us. Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every bordello, the new Solid State Cthulhu Chronicles begins, and hopefully we are not going to have technical problems. We aren't live, because we are live, we're not going to have technical problems live. I'm looking at the meters, they say it's recording, but I'm used to seeing, you know, those squiggles that says it's recording, but why wouldn't it be if it isn't? Why wouldn't it be if it is not recording? I don't have the answers to these philosophical questions, but I do have other strange occurrences, which we'll get to right now. We do have, of course, we had major problems, but we're back live and on all the stations that regularly broadcast us. Why the word broadcast? Just, you think I'm not out of step. I'm right here, right with it, but I'm doing this with, I don't know what set of, let's say move this over here now. It's always something a little newer than it was before, because technology has moved along so quickly over these past, I'm not going to tell you how many years since I've been here, but I am here, and I'm looking at a giant screen and seeing things that belong here, but I'm not seeing certain things. And I tell you, something else happened. This whole year has been just horrid for technical purposes. We lost so many shows over the past weeks, 52, not 50, 40, whatever we have here now. We're in October, and we lost so many shows to, you know, zeros and ones that just clicked and didn't click, hardware, software, all sorts of wear. The wear and tear of hardware and software. And then all of a sudden, I think, therefore I was not, because bingo, Windows starts showing a window. That's what Windows does. And it says, your hard disk is while you're running, you're in trouble, you better back it up. Of course, it's all backed up and saved through Carbonite. They're not sponsors, but I do encourage you to back up with Carbonite. And then it turns out that the hard disk is indeed going. I didn't even know when a hard disk is going, and I don't understand this either. There's a lot of things I still don't understand. You know, you get that circle that you can pull up when you're looking at how much space you have, left, RAM, Ramadam, ding-dongs, and all those. And you see that it says, oh, you got 235,000 megamegs left, you know, and you don't. You don't. Or it's corrupt. And how is it corrupt? All that has to do with your registry. Well, I'm not going into the registry. And I don't know. I do everything. I clean it. I protect it. And then still there's garbage. I don't know why I am not seeing these particular... I wonder... Let me see. Wait. Let me see something while I'm still doing this. And no, it's there and it's working. Oh, wait a second. I don't see it. Those are speakers. Where's the device? Uh-oh. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. I don't see on my high-definition audio. I can't start the show over again, can I? Well, I can. I can go all over again. I know I'm on the air live, but I don't see on the mixer, I don't see Goldwave. Where's Goldwave? It says it's recording, though. So where the heck is it going if it's recording? Boy, I'm telling you, one thing after, even now, okay? Even now. Let's see if it says recording device. Maybe that's it. How do you do that anyway? You know, and then what? How many times? How many times? Oh, okay, here it is. Okay, how many times digital output? What's happening? Digital output looks fine to me. How many times does this have to occur? And how many times do you have to test it before you realize, oh, it doesn't say Goldwave is playing there. And then Norton Security's got a thing that says, hold a second, attention, computer, uh-oh, what do we do? What, do we got problems here now or what? What is this? Ay, ay, ay. You know, this, when you don't know, here, what is this? Attention. It goes, attention, fix. I got to fix something? File cleanup? What is going on, huh? I got the Norton, I got the security thing, cleaning up files now because of some ridiculous thing. I have no idea. Why is it doing that? Windows, huh? Norton says it didn't like me. I got to do this while I'm doing this. While I'm doing this, let me tell you the other problem, which is not my problem. I did not have nothing to do with this, but Skype, the program that runs, that allows us to have guests, either video or certainly audio, because we don't do video with you guys, with the audience, but we do it. Oh, there's not enough to do while I'm doing this now. I come back, and it just, it's not seamless. And then Norton's going, what are you doing? There it is. And where's Goldwave? And you should know all this, right, Frank? I tested it 100 times. I got nothing. I got no sounds, and yet it says it's recording. So I don't know. It's probably just recording. And that's the end of that. Now this is complete, the file cleanup. But let me tell you what's happened now. Okay, that's fine. That's complete. Here's what's happened now. Okay, my PC is tuned up. Thank you very much. I did not ask for this to happen now. I don't think it involved anything peculiar in terms of your hearing. I'm 8 minutes and 31 seconds into this show, and I have no idea why Goldwave is not showing up on my program thing. Oh, but what happened? I couldn't connect to Skype anytime today. Anytime I tried, I couldn't. To the point where, I mean, I have new equipment. You're always looking at settings and things that relate to this program that works with that program with this program, your internet connection, your ISP, your BLDs, your whatever, your BVDs. And then what happens? It turns out that Skype has on old days, okay, like we had, because we have a guest tonight, one way or another, the artist D should be here. We'll find another way to do this if Skype is completely down. But it is, and there it is. The first thing you do when something like this goes on, of course, you got to find out, is it you? Is it your machine? Is it the world? Because it could be the world. It could be the entire iNet. And indeed, it's almost the entire iNet. I don't know what's wrong with Skype. I don't know how they transfer all their bytes and information. I don't know how they work. I don't know how it works as a phone. I don't know how it works as a program where you talk to one another. I don't know how it works as recording. I don't know any of that. Well, here's the thing that says, shows the control window. Well, we have the control window here. Just don't know why we don't have the actual virtuals. Oh, so Skype, you know, so I went and looked and there's, it's gone. Skype down, emergency. Bing, bing. This hasn't happened, they say, in many, many years. Because Skype's been around many, many years. Many years. Hasn't happened in many years, but Skype is down. And that, of course, I got to get the word out. So I emailed the RSD, and I'm letting everyone else know that has anything to do with Skype. It can't work. It doesn't work, and maybe it'll work later. We're going to try to see if Skype works now, if they cleared that up, because they were really trying to do that. And then we'll try and get the artist. I guarantee you this much, though, because my name is Frank Atolo. The man's name adorns the title of the show. And we're back again doing old school, which is just talk. There's not a, you know, there's no gimmicks, and we're not going to play anything. We're just going to talk. Play anything. I mean, we're not going to do any files and things and funny radio stuff. We're not going to do any PSAs or anything. Anything I do, I'll do with my mouth, which is, by the way, is the name of my new book. Anything I do, I will do with my mouth, by Frank Atolo. And we'll get the honesty one way or another, because there are other ways to communicate with people's voices directly and real time. There are other ways, but I'm just worried about, I'm not worried, but I'm concerned at the fact that this is not showing. This meters, the meters are not showing, but it says it's recording. So what am I supposed to do? Right? There it goes. Just got to wind up trying to save it sometime after the 2 hours are over. So there's that. Now what I'm going to do as you're going to do this along with me. We're going to try to see if Skype is working yet. Not going to look at the news. I'm going to try to open it with my, here's another thing going on. Here's my name and my password. But of course, and wouldn't you know it, the letters on my keyboard are disappearing. There's another thing. I need this too, right? So, when you write your password, type your password out. If you miss a stroke or if you miss a key or something, then what happens? They say wrong password. And then recently I changed my passwords to a lot of things. Because as you know, Yahoo had a gigantic, what's it called? Hack job going on. So you had to, people stole things from there. I don't know what's happening with the, and then I think LinkedIn a while back had a massive one. So all this stuff going on in this turbulent world of ours, now a turbulent cyber world, it always was a turbulent cyber world, I may add, as I lose my breath. Now let me see if I'm going to do this and we're going to see if we get on. If we don't get on this, we'll try to together, you and I, we'll try to get the honesty another way. Because sign in, I say, sign in. Let's see if Skype has, oh, this does not look good. Not look good. You know, a circle goes around and round and round it goes. Where it stops, we all know. Nowhere. So there'll be no Skype. No Skyping. I looked at the map where it says here, outages of Skype. It's apparently very big and very difficult to fix. And see, it's still going round and round. Skype round and round. And what it'll do is it'll go back to the point where it says to the picture, to the file, to the face, what is it, a picture? It'll go back to the area where it says sign in because it's out. Skype still out. Now my other idea, I have not heard from the artist yet on various other websites, is to do this on Facebook. I think you can chat. Yeah, see? It went right back. Skype can't connect. Ding, ding, ding. Skype can't connect. So what I do is I go to quit Skype. And then I go quit Skype. And it says, you know, you'll lose all the stuff. Yeah, I know. But there is no stuff because there is no Skype. So there's that. Let me check my other window and see if the RSD got my other message. I think it's possible that the message was given. Let's see. It says here, recent messages. I'm here. The RSD is here. Now, I don't know how to do this quite yet, but I'm going to try this. And because this is all, it all looks different. It's all weird. We ma have to. Listen, look at this. Okay, I'm here. Okay, hold on. I got to tell the RSD to hold on a second. Okay, hold on. And we will try this. The Odyssey is here, and we're going to hope the Odyssey is going to be on based on doing it from Facebook. And when you do this stuff from Facebook, I don't know how to do this either. Well, we're going to learn. We're going to, as we've done throughout the history of internet broadcasting, learn as we go along. Okay. I think you, wow, where is that anyway? Hit the video. There appears to be a phone icon. Yes. I think that's it. That is it? I don't know. There's a phone icon. Where is there a phone icon? There's a camera icon, a clip. There's a money. What's the money icon doing there? There's a face. There's a GIF. There's a what? What's this? Choose a sticker. And what's this? Wow. We're looking for the phone icon. What's this? Doug Allen. What's he doing here? You're not supposed to be here. It's on my face. My Facebook is a mess. Where's the phone? Where? Oh, yes. No. On the top of chat window, not down there, up there, the top window. Yes. Yes. The video? Is it a video? I've used the video before, but not the, let's try this. My name is Frank Catola, man is named joins this title show. And as I told you, as we go, this is what you do with live radio. What do you think I'm going to do? Go back. And what do you think I'm going to do? Go back and start all over again? And I can't. And I'm 17 minutes into this, and I don't see the gold way item. I'm going to forget about that, okay? Because I'm on live, and that's what I should worry about. If it doesn't record, it doesn't record. No one hears this new one unless somebody else is recording it. I'm going to try the phone now and see if this works. Start a voice call. Here comes a voice call. Loading it. Let's see if this works. Click the camera. Okay, can't make the call. Connect a camera. And a mic. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right. Okay, so this doesn't work. Okay, it says it only works with a video. Which I am not connected now. Oh boy. Wow. It says voice call though. I have a microphone, but I have a mic. Look, start a voice call. Here's a voice call. Okay. I have a microphone, but it's not set to my microphone. Okay. Connect a camera and a microphone to make the call. All right. Restarting your browser. I can't stop this and go all over again. Not working with a, okay, hold on. This is amazing, isn't it? This one person, I told you this all the time. I don't have I can't like talk or go into a subject and keep you informed and entertained at the same time because I don't have a person taking care of the controls. It's just me. And when something goes wrong, it goes wrong just as it has, but we're live. We are still here. Okay. The kids don't know the phone. RSD is right. The kids don't know what the phone is. It says I need a microphone, which I have now. So what then? Oh man, this is Catola Chronicles. Hey, have you gone to see if I could promote my own books while I'm doing this. Let's see. What do I do now? Where's my mic? My mic is connected to this and apparently not connected to It's line in. My mic is in a line in. My mic is in line in, but it is not reading the mic. Does anyone know what's going on out there? Anyone listening? Can somebody, will somebody, who knows, Artisty or I, Frank Cotolo, on Facebook, send us a message and find out what we're doing or what we're not doing correctly. I'd sure like not to. See what I'm saying? And, you know, from the very beginning, uh-oh, here's something. Yeah, all right, answer. Wait a second. Hello? Hello? I just heard hello? Connect a camera and a microphone. Call failed. I'll call back. What happens? I call back. Oh, freaking out. This isn't that funny. It said, okay, I'm calling again. I answered. I'm calling. Here I am. And it says what? I have a micro. I'm calling. Load it. Load it. No. Call failed. Still need help? Fail. Okay. That call is failing. Oh, look at this. It failed. The call. The fail. The call. The fail. Call. Okay. It says here. Try restarting the browser. It's not okay. Call is failing. Call is failing. Why? 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 Anyone know anything here? Why? 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 Come on now. I'm getting tired of this stuff. My name is Frank Cotolo. Man's name is George Tyler Show, and I'm tired of this junk. Try restarting browsing and closing any other applications that use a camera. Oh, I can't do that. I can't close other. Oh, wow. Okay. It will not, take this. Okay. Unless I close the recorder, and broadcaster. Oh, that's stupid. And I can't do that. Isn't that something? That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Ridiculous! I'm tired of this! And I can imagine my audiences. Well, you know, if you guys have been here through the years, you try Skype's web version? At Skype.com. Okay, hold on. Here's another. Okay. Hold on. Look at this. There's a Skype web version. Let me try that. Skype's web version. Look at this. Skype. What is it? I did not know this. See, I'm learning more every day. But I had to install a plugin in my browser and I don't want to bog up your show. Although it is entertaining. All right. This is like, yeah, this is really good. Everyone learn how to, how many is, 50 years in the fish business and you still don't know how to swim? That's what he'd say to me. Right. Plug-in. Plug-in, would what? Do what? What? Do what? How about this chat I'm having with my guest? A chat with my guest, the Artist Day. Plug-in would do what? Do what? Well, I had to install a plug-in. What? How else would this work? I'm starting to hate Facebook now. And I mean, for the, this is, you know, they're asking, and this is terrible. Facebook wants to, and log in, I'll ask you to use the web version, and then it just installs a plugin. So it works in your browser. Okay. 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 Let's try this. Okay. I am going to try. Hold on. Okay, let me try this. The Skype.com. Okay, let's try this, kids. Here we go. Skype.com. So you can use Skype even if you don't have it downloaded? Is that it? Okay. Then what? Use. Okay, do what? And then it says, the artist, he tells me, log in. Oh, log in. And it'll ask me, wait. Log in and it'll ask me, And I'll ask you how to use the web version. Okay. I'll log in right now. Here we go. Sign in. Here I go. Let's try this because why not? If this is available, let me sign in. Other people might think this is a conspiracy. I don't. This is just stuff that happens because it's happened and this is zeros and ones going everywhere. Hold on a second. Let's see if this works now. Okay, here goes my signing into Skype. Please wait. Okay, I'm waiting. Now, it says here. Oh, look at this. Profile. Completeness. What's happening over here? Something weird? I'm waiting. I'm falling in your trap. I'm waiting now. Okay, I'm waiting. Profile completeness, 80%. Now, what does it say? Manage features. Now, this says, didn't ask me, be part of the generation. So let me make sure I'm still connected to my major broadcasting software. Now, where does it say, try Skype for the web? Oh, I see. This is it. I think it's here. Oh, is it? Okay, hold on. It asks, try Skype for the web beta. Is that it? Okay, let's see. Okay, is that it? And we'll find out because I'm into my account now, but my profile completeness is only, that doesn't matter, does it? Well, you're learning. Maybe you're learning something too. I mean, who knows, right? What's going on? And it's got me in, so it allows this, but it doesn't allow me to do on my main Skype thing. Okay. Yes. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Gonna hit it. Okay, now I'm going to hit this other thing and see where we go with that. My name is Frank Cotullo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. You're listening to Cotullo Chronicles. We're back live. This is live, even though there are technical difficulties on the 6th of October. And you're listening lifelike on other stations who are playing this broadcast as if it were live. So here we go. Try Skype or web. Here I go. Oh, boy. Everything's still working. I'm still streaming nicely. And this is loading. It's loading. Loading. Maybe Skype or web is off too, huh? Who knows? Loading. It's doing the same thing that Skype does. Hello. Boo. Hey, I just saw. Welcome to Skype web. Get started. What do I do? Okay, get started. Skype for web is not a replacement for your telephone and can't be used for emergency calling by user site. You agree. And the cookies and the cookies and the bacon and the cookies. Okay, get started. Boo, here's the artist D. Let's see. Install plugin. Okay, all right. Okay, we get the plugin. Oh, crap, look at this. Okay, we'll save the file. What do we do? Let's install the plugin. Restart what? I can't restart. Okay. It says, you agreed you have accepted the terms. The plugin will automatically update to give you the best experience. If you don't want the updates, please do not install the plugin. Yeah, but what about, okay, it's safe. Now what? All right. What do I do? Then it says, enjoy Skype free calls. Click the plugin file. Oh, it's that thing. Now where the hell did that go? It said, here's the Skype plugin. Okay. Yes, run. We're going to run the plugin. Hopefully we don't, this doesn't blow up now either. And we're going to get the artist on here. But, and that's going to, it should take no problem at all. Let's see if it goes. Allow Skype to run Skype. Yes, allow. Allow. Enable. What now? What? Allow and remember. Allow and remember. We're getting somewhere. Oh boy. Allow. Continue allowing. Now it says call artist D. Am I still connected to everything? Yes. Yes. No, I'm on. Now I'll call the artist D and see what happens. Oh, my goodness. This is nuts. This is just so nuts. That's a, see, it doesn't have a ring. It has a blip, blip, blip. See, blip. Now I'm calling the artist D, and what does it say? Listen to this. That's a ring. Now what? I hear myself.
I hear myself.
I'm listening to me repeating. Paging the artist D.
Hello.
Is that you?
It's me.
Wow, what a rigmarole.
I've been having fun.
How come I'm hearing myself? Oh, it's gone.
I don't know.
Hello? Okay, I'm way in the distance there. Well, this is outrageous, as usual. And it's of all days. Now, how could this work? But the Skype itself, I'm asking questions I'll never even understand the answer to these, right?
Right.
Well, but it is true. And I'm glad you knew this. I'm going to get out of Facebook.
A good idea.
Yeah, because
for everyone.
Yeah. Oh, now it's not even, where is it? Oh, yeah, it's over here now. I can get out of Facebook. Because, wow, what a pain in the nuts. Jeez, I mean, I can't, you just can't get started. How do I get out of here now? Now it's just a whole different thing I've ever seen. Save to pocket. What is that?
I don't know.
All right,
I've not been in the pocket.
I'm not taking this. Wait, where's my log out here? For here it is, right here. Here we go. Logging out of, that's it for Facebook. Goodbye, guys. That's it. And no thanks to anybody who I asked help. So you were hearing this.
I was hearing it all.
And wow, this is weird. The plugin's there. There's still something very weird. It says it's recording, but I don't see my, those lines that, you know.
Yes, I know. It would be interesting if this entire thing happened and it didn't happen.
I meant a lot of people probably already saying they're sorry it's happening now. Anyway, well, welcome back.
Thank you.
This has been, as I was saying, just outrageous. But I have now, I don't know what kind of equipment do you have when you broadcast?
I have a microphone and a laptop and another laptop.
And another, you have two laptops?
I have two laptops and a mixer.
And a mixer that goes into one laptop?
The mixer goes into one.
Because you can have two monitors, right? Out of one.
I think they're both plugged into the mixer.
Okay, and then.
Actually, they are. They're both in, because I have my Skype laptop, because I can't record Skype on the same machine that I'm recording the show.
Wow. Okay. Wow, I don't get any of this.
Because it doesn't hear itself, because it blocks itself from whatever plugins I use to record.
Something I'm always amazed about, and I've been amazed about since this whole contraption began 200 years ago, whenever we started this, and that is that people who know all the stuff that I don't know about on the internet, and with programs and hardware and software, people who really know don't agree. And it confuses me so.
As in everyone does this differently?
Well, yeah, someone will say, well, it's this. Mm. You know, you tell them I had this. For instance, what got me to this solid state brand new hard drive is the fact that Windows kept displaying a window that said, you know, your hard disk is going and you better back up stuff because it could go at any time.
Right.
So I asked, like, I must have asked 10 people. One person said, well, that's malware. That's just bad stuff. Windows doesn't do that. Okay. All right. So don't worry about it or get rid of it somehow with a malware remover or whatever that, you know.
Right.
And then I go to another place and they go, and then I went to Best Buy, because I was looking, like, what happens if this breaks down? I'll have to get another one. Maybe I'll go to a laptop and Windows 10 and all this stuff. Or maybe this is just a trick for that, you know, because they really want you to have Windows 10. So maybe this is a trick. And they're just doing that to say, like, hey, you might get a new OS, you know. But anyway, I asked this guy, I asked three different guys there at different times, what is this thing? And one guy goes, well, that means your hard disk is gone. You better get another one. Another one says, that's malware. I said,
it is. That's not good when the experts disagree.
That's what I mean. The people who are supposed to know this stuff. Then I ask other people who work on internets and computers every single day. I mean, they work on it. They don't literally do things, but they work. So they have programs and things like that. And they go, I didn't get that. How could you not get that? I have Windows 7. You don't get it? I don't got it. So that means that it's probably your disk. Your hard disk is going to go. Because you don't get it? That's right. And they're so sure. I hate people who are so sure about anything, you know?
I do know.
Because nothing is no pie is 100% proof, is it?
No, it's not.
No.
Well, you can hear me okay.
I can hear fine now, and I didn't know about this, and the plugin didn't hurt anything. I'm still streaming. You have an encoder, obviously, when you broadcast, right?
Right. Okay. I thought we do the same thing. We do the SAM encoder thing.
Well, you give SAM.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do SAM. I used to, you know, I tried to, that was another thing. You know, when I had, at SRN, they said, hey, let's get SAM. It's so much easier. And then suddenly I'm facing this ridiculous thing with all these levers and stuff, you know. I've always done this through analog means because it works. So you get the mixer and then then the SAM thing. And it's like, what? And then, you know, there's no instructions. There's no, but then it decides not to work for some, and you know, and then I'm asking like, well, why doesn't this work? Well, you probably have a virus. Don't you love that one?
I do.
You probably have a virus. I know we're taking way too much time for this. You're the guest on this show, on the Y2K plus 16. And as it is, we had to kick you off 1 week. And we're back here. So let's get into the stuff we were going to do, which I don't even know we were going to talk about.
I don't think you even knew what we were going to talk about.
Well, I know that you said you had a number of, that's why I just kind of, said, this is going to be another site, you know, when you and I talk, because we go way back, but whatever you bring up, I know I can discuss, but I know there's tons of things going on with you and maybe that's it. I'm dying to know about the monkey.
I did. I brought the rage monkey.
The rage monkey. I kept forgetting you're the one who said, the monkey piloted a trip to the moon. So you bring this monkey up. And so I kept the rage monkey and I've been, I don't get up like in the morning and go to a factory, work at the factory, come home tired, have my dinner and sit down and go to sleep. I have a lot of free time, but it's not free.
No, free. There's nothing free. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Well, so why don't you take over right now and tell me where we're going here on Cthulhu Chronicles?
Well, thank you for having me. Hello.
It's great.
I've arrived.
It's great to have you.
And I was pretty much just on time because really we had planned for 6:30.
Right.
And with the technical difficulties, it was 6:30. So
it worked out.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I was not late.
That was, that's Pacific time for those of you listening live.
Oh, well, that's right. Yes.
Wait a second. For any of you listening, even if you're listening lifelike, the point is there's a 3-hour difference between where I am broadcasting and where the Artist D is broadcasting. So
you would have waited for me for 30 minutes either way, whether it was Skype difficulty discussions or talking about some of Frank's great books, which are available.
That's right.
At Amazon.com.
Thank you. Thank you for that. So are D's books.
And support. Support for culture and by Man of La Mancha.
Someone's going to one of these days. Yeah.
One of these days.
Absolutely. No, actually, I think I owe you $1.40. So far.
I'm very excited. Anne Marie and I are waiting to go out for a drink on that $1.40.
Oh, man. Let's not go into that particular thing because it doesn't. The sales do not, and have never, even when they weren't digital books, sales have never defined the quality of a book anyway.
It's still going to be a good book.
Yeah, so there.
Either way, absolutely. So I brought my rage monkey because I'm angry.
I want to know, I get an idea about this, but I want to hear this Because, and by the way, let me just tell everyone that it is October. And barring any other reason for us to be together broadcasting, Dee will be back almost soon for the roll call.
Jesus, I hope so.
Yeah, me too. The roll call of the Bone Garden, which I haven't even looked at what exactly day that is, but it's the last Thursday in December. Now, the Rage Monkey. What is, first of all, let's remind everyone you're on now twice.
Twice a week. I went from nothing to everything, huh?
That's the best way to fulfill. You went from nothing to everything. Up All Night is still on through 4 Culture Radio.
Anne Marie and I are up every Saturday night talking about God knows what.
I know. It's, but it's
the funnest stuff.
It's, sometimes, I have a problem, not with the show, but with the fact that, these kinds of shows, unlike other kinds of shows, but these kinds of shows, I can't turn off. You know, you can listen to music while you're doing work or something like that. You can listen to some talk and you could turn it off, you know, but the kind of shows that we do, you either got to pay attention or forget it. So, so you, when you and Emery start talking about whatever the heck you want to talk about, I love the new show. Yes. And I love the new show. As I told you privately, that's not a slur on Anne Marie. She does her own show. Oh. She'll probably be good too.
It'd be great.
But you know, I have roots to you doing your show like that, just you. So I,
and drum solos.
Yes, the drum solos are great. So, and that's on the Fabulous Show.
The Artist D's Fabulous Show, which is not to be confused with the Fabulous D Show.
Right.
Is now on Wednesdays at, it's 10 o'clock Eastern on 4 Culture Radio. That's 7. Here.
Yeah, you're live.
Live. I'm live.
Yeah. Well, very few of us.
Nothing's recorded. It's all live.
And I have to listen to that recording because Wednesday is such a bad night for me because I'm out working. So by the time so that's what I mean. So I put you on, actually put everybody on. I put you on when you've already, downloaded. And of course, it's all available at, eventually
at juicedtalk.com. Up All Night is more, relax. It's just two friends and editors just talking about shit.
Right.
Sometimes literally. Lately, the last two shows have been about shit. In a good way.
Good shit, but man!
We have some good shit. We have some bad shit. We laugh a lot. Especially Anne Marie. She laughs a lot.
Because you're both drunk, I think, pretty much at the time. Aren't you both getting drunk at least?
Well, maybe this will be just like one of those interview revelations. No, we actually are 100% sober, normally.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she has some cock wine, which is a brand of wine. It's nothing dirty at all. It's
what did you say? I didn't even hear it.
Cock wine.
I've never heard of cock wine. Is that the pronunciation of a word that's like C-O-C-Q-U-E or something?
No, it's her favorite wine, and it has this huge, giant rooster on the bottom.
Oh, wait a second. I've had that. If that's what I think.
It's French, because it might not be, because there are two. There is another giant cock.
It's a red rooster or something.
It's called
a
red rooster.
Oh, okay. This is
more of a French, it's Levé Ferrer or something like that. And there's red and white, and it's like $6, and it's very good.
But it says cock in French?
It does not say cock in French. We just say it's cock wine. That's our brand because it's got a cock on it.
It's got a rooster on it. I get you. Okay, fine.
Yes, exactly. Right. Okay. We did translate it once. I forget what it is, but it's something very farm-like in French.
Okay. Barnyard wine.
Barnyard wine. So sometimes we do have a little bit of wine, but most of the time we're pretty much straight up normal.
So
that's scary because that's or impressive.
Hey, let's face it. I've been on coke since the first day I broadcasted, according to everyone. So I mean, after a while, it's like, well, what do you get? You know, what I excuse me while I shoot up.
Yeah, it's just, I laugh because you just stole the upcoming joke right out of me.
I did one.
I was about to say, you're always doing lines, so you would know.
There you go. I used to write lines for a living. Hello. So let's go. Okay. So that now we know where everybody is on and whatever and where to listen to them or download them or what have you. Hey, can other stations download your shows and do them for nothing?
They can.
Okay.
Yes. They're available just like yours on Juiced Talk for download and they can play me wherever they want to play me.
I want to say that because I didn't want to say that if it wasn't. But then again, if it was, if you said it wasn't, how would you find out anyway, right?
That's true.
And then what would you do?
That would make me a very bad word. So we won't say on Canadian radio.
So we have to say that, you know, anybody can do it. So
well, I mean, how, oh my God, anti everything that I currently am. And the reason I'm doing the Artistes Fabulous show.
Yeah.
Is exactly that. Is those damn people that would come on here and say to your question, can you download and use you for free? Oh no, please. Contact me and use only by permission with my nose in the air.
Some people would actually think, and I think that's a rare person because the internet community is a little bit more savvy than that. Who would ask, can I use it? And if you said, no, call me and we'll work it out. Who would say, okay, do I have to sign anything? I mean, who would go through? How naive is that?
I'm not using your stupid show then.
I wouldn't even ask.
yes. And then they would get upset when they found their show on, you know, BF Tennessee station in middle of nowhere, and they'd sue them.
Yeah, I always wonder, because I don't hear a lot. I mean, I'm on, and I've been on some, you know, regular stations, but non-internet stations have downloaded the show and put it on. It's still on, and I've been on some very weird stations, and I often wonder what they say when they go. And now here's, I was on this station, you know, stations get brands. The station called The Light in Alabama or Georgia, right. Or something. And I'm going, and this is like they do a lot of spiritual stuff. Right. Yeah, you know, and really, I don't know. I shouldn't even say spiritual stuff. I'm talking about, you know, evangelistic stuff, direct right. stuff. And I often wondered I could never get it because they don't have a stream and they're local as radio used to be. So I often wonder, like, what do they do? And now here's from Jesus to Frank. Here's what? What do they do? It's like, what? And then I go on and then I come on and, you know, I'm not exactly on message.
Yes, that was Pastor Tom with the lamentation, and now here's Frank Cotola.
Right. And I'm sitting there going, "Hello." but then again, that's exactly where Wolfman went in the beginning, and he was the one who sold time to evangelistic guys. Most of those early black reverends, a lot of them became popular. He sold time, you know, because they wanted to be on the station. And then he would come on and them playing crazy rock and roll and screaming. So it really isn't that much different.
No, it's not.
Back to the monkey.
The monkey. Well, I was thinking about monkeys like the monkey that we pilot to the moon.
Right.
And it just came to me because I'm so angry. I just thought, so he's my little pet rage monkey. Because the Fabulous show is about my rage of everything that is.
Yes, I've heard some of the rages, but I didn't put that into context because I didn't know that
I
was
going to. I love that cricket. I've heard it. This is the fourth time tonight.
He's great.
I love him.
Do you know, I've done recordings down here and literally, I mean, when it gets quiet, you hear the cricket. I kind of like it. I know how to get it.
It's really your, you know, talk bed, the background sound. It's just right. Great.
And I'm not even right. I guess that's how Buddy Holly got named for his group. Because there were, when he was recording, crickets. Okay. Tell us about the rage that spawned the new show, The Fabulous Show.
Well, you know, I've been gone for a couple years, actually, from The Fabulous D Show.
Right.
And I didn't think, because I ran out of things, and it was becoming too much of a structured thing, mm-hmm. with people and talking, And then I did the whole season of just talking about my opinions, and it just kind of ran out. Yeah. And I had the last show, and it was like, this is good. This is done. And then I went away and came back with Anne-Marie. And then we went through the summer of Anne-Marie has a child. So one must raise their child. And she went and took a lot of time to do that. So she wasn't around for several Saturdays in a row, and I got bored. And I've been throwing around the idea of just doing that solo talky kind of show. Uh-huh. And so that's where I just turned it on one night, decided this is the night I'm going to do this. And then I talked and talked, and I play music, only like yes. four songs.
Yes, there is a couple
and,
of breaks.
Because I need moments. And that's the only reason why shows with people are so good, is because there's time to breathe. Or else I just literally talk and fall over, because I don't stop talking.
Well, I rarely do. I mean, there are, there's dynamics to talking also.
You haven't fallen over yet.
No, I haven't fallen over yet. I've done this with the greatest of pain, but now let's forget about me. Go on. I could applaud myself anytime is my show. You go on.
Of course, of course. No, but I decided that if I could do that, then I would do it. And I did it, and I play like a song every now and then just to kind of give me a moment to recalibrate myself. That would be a better word.
Right.
But topics, and I'm sure that we'll have a guest here and there. I am having one very soon. Very excited about that. But it came to be because I'm just, well, you know, my normal rage. You know, the sure. usual rage monkey is that sure. I'm just so upset that the internet is the way it is and the world is the way it is. And that makes me angry.
Right. So you brought the, this is a rage monkey on your back. This is a rage monkey on your back.
Yes.
Because you've been addicted to this particular, outrage.
Well, and it's only gotten worse because the whole underground thing, and you're a proponent of there is no internet.
Right.
I mean, underground, sorry. There is an internet, although I don't know about that either anymore.
Right.
But the underground that I speak of so proudly kind of has been lifted up and a light has been shone on it, and everyone, the underground is now the above ground. The straights are now the weird ones, while the queers are kind of normal.
But you know, I have a theory, and I haven't mentioned it, but this is a good time to mention it.
It would be.
So here goes.
Please mention it.
Yes, I'm going to mention it now. That's this. This is this age, this digital age is very, doesn't really have a middle. You're on one side or another, really, in the digital age. That's very much like Earth. I mean, Earth, because, you know, there's bad and good. I don't know any, there's no shades of gray anymore, you know, unless you're being whipped by some guy.
True.
In his own dungeon, in a contrived. Okay. Well, here's the point. The point is everything is black and white. And that's what happened to the internet, because the only underground that exists now is the dark web.
Right.
And it is totally, I mean, it is illegally underground. It's not just abstract art, pop culture underground. It's not the opposite. It's not the things that you can't do commercially. It is absolutely the other side. You even need a special browser to enter, right?
That's, yes, you do. I've never even been down there.
That's the internet. I mean, that's the underground.
Right.
And it's extreme. That's what I'm saying. So now we're stuck here because we've never been illegal. We kept the place going and everything until those, you know, big money people decided, okay, we like it, so we'll take over.
Right.
And that great merging I hoped for years and years ago didn't happen. But, okay. But so there, that's the underground. But you're right. It's a shame that it's so, it's like the cowboy. He's wearing a black hat. He's a bad guy, and the white hat. He's a good guy.
Right. Yeah, and I kind of like the well, I've always liked the underground, but until the underground as you knew it is gone, do you really realize how much you kind of liked not being totally free, legal to do certain things? What I mean is, like, I think of Quentin Crisp and you know, the underground before me.
Uh-huh.
Of, you know, like gay clubs that were actually gay clubs where people that were gay went to be safe. Uh-huh. And straight people didn't go there very much. It wasn't a popular thing. It was literally a hideaway where the world hated the gay people. They thought they were horrible. So they went to these clubs and that's where they had their fun.
Right.
And that to me was the internet. That's where we came. My generation came to have fun and be who we were. Just like a gay club back in the day.
Right.
So now it's the same thing that's happened. I mean, the gay club, the gay people became popular, legal, allowed, free, and they're out there in the sunlight, which is fantastic. That's great with the rights and the laws and everything. But their club is now infiltrated by straight people, mm-hmm. normal people, people just looking for fun in some sort of strange way. And they have to, you know, they've all integrated and they've all come together in this fluffy pile of mush and madness.
This filthy pile of mush is, this is a new book by the Odyssey. This filthy pile of mush.
The 21st century, this filthy pile of mush.
And
the
and
internet
this...
happened the same way. It became, everyone came in and now everybody's here. And we're like, well, I'm just kind of a sideshow at this point.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm, I don't know what this means. I try not to find a meaning or look for meaning or definition, but I certainly know what you're talking about. It was fiery and more, certainly more separated from whatever they call the main media. But you know, today I'm talking to, I've talked to people who were doing this, and they, you know, they call themselves the anti-media. And I went, and I told someone, I said, I'm not mentioning names. I said, no. Don't yell at the media. Cause the media, what you're saying, cause you're the media. You know, that's like saying, that's like watching, you watch a Fox News show and they go, well, the media said today. Well, what are you? You're the media. So the media is saying two things or three things, but it's not just the media. Those are the bad guy medias and the good guy medias. It's not. Right. You're still the media, right?
Exactly.
So we are the media. I don't know where I was going with that. Oh, we're saying, like, you can't be the anti. What is the anti-media? That's the anti-media would be, by definition, no expression. I mean, you're not broadcasting. You're not doing anything.
True.
Right?
The opposite of media.
Yeah. I'm not reporting. I'm not broadcasting reporting. I'm not doing anything with my, I'm just sitting back and.
Yes. Well, that would be, you know, what are you? And they'd say, well, I'm not telling you.
Yeah. So,
this is, you
said define the anti-media. Can't do it. But yes, I mean, of course, we've talked about this time and time again, and not just to hammer it into the ground, but there's so many people who now listen to certain things like us and find it and go like, what the heck are they talking about? Because they grew up, there was only the mainstream. And that's funny. Mainstream. The word stream is in there. Did you realize that?
It is.
Right?
And it's just very sad that it's of, but it had to happen. I mean, it happens every time. Whenever there's a underground or a niche of people who are just not cool or legal, then or, you know, illegal, I mean allowed in society, like they are, and they eventually come out because everybody wants the rights, they all want the freedom, and that's not really a bad thing. I think it's great that we can be so different in public now, because mm-hmm. we kind of can.
Right.
And the gay marriage stuff and the rights that it brings, more so the rights than anything else, I think is great. But unfortunately, it had to come at the cost of integration instead of just, okay, they're gay and they're over there and they're fabulous and they can have rights too. No, they had to become, they had to, it's just this mush pile again. It's filthy.
Well, the filthy mush pile.
It's filthy and it's everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the filthy mush pile. What a great name for a group. Let's bring them out. The filthy mush pile. You know, a lot of what you're talking about and the rage, a lot of this stuff you also express on Bloody Typewriter. I just realized that you're also writing about this stuff.
I do. Yeah. And that's kind of helped spawn that as well, because it was like, I could read this stuff. And I think one of my first shows, I just read one of those and then started to kind of riff on it here and there. And that's Bloody Typewriter is the hub of what I love to do the most. I just love to get on there and write about these things. And in the history, especially the history, but it really hits me on the show when I start to talk about some of the stuff that we've talked about, but it's really this awe inspired moment. Like one of these shows, I mentioned something about phone cards. Like, you know, you had long distance calling,
right,
and you couldn't call somebody in the other state that you knew online because long distance and your parents would kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to get a phone card. And just it's these little sparkles of things that it's like, oh my God, I don't even consciously remember that anymore,
mm-hmm.
but it comes to me. And that's kind of like that generational thing where if you said phone card to somebody today, they really, really, I mean, I hardly remember what it was. They would have no clue. And I think Anne-Marie's kid just said the other day, quote, people had to pay to use the phone.
Yes.
Well, they did. Well, yeah. And that's the kind of shit that they're taking notice to. So I just have these moments where it's like, wow, we really did have history and we are quite a ways in front of that with the phone cards, with the calling, with the being connected to the wall when you had to call people, the modems,
mm-hmm.
everything that we did in the 90s on the internet is like obliterated. How the webcam thing came about, streaming, Skype, that was another one. And, right. and I was looking, when I'm looking tonight about this stuff to get in touch with you on Skype, when I saw it was down, I went and I was reading. Skype has a little, it's called heartbeat.skype.com, which is apparently their blog of what's going on with Skype.
Okay.
And that's what it was, you know, they just posted having technical difficulties and you could see all the updates all day long. We're still fixing these technical difficulties. But then you read, there's comments, and it's like thousands and thousands of comments of people saying, this is so inconvenient. I have been offline all day and I have work to do and I have people to talk to. And then it like links to Twitter. So you can see people tweeting about Skype and they're tweeting at Skype saying, you know, to the friends, I can't get on Skype. Please get me on like something else, Facebook Messenger or something.
Yeah.
We know about that. And
right.
it's like they can't live without it. And it's such an, you know, it hasn't been down for 10 years and suddenly it's down for like a day and everyone's like, this is it. I give up. It's over.
The spoiled and dependent upon things they don't know because they've never done other things.
Right.
I've never done it another way. These are the tools they use. And you know, the other thing is, and I've said this for years too, is that, you know, we all take advantage of how quickly this all occurred. And that's, right. It was different with our grandfathers, had to wait like, you know, 20 years for a plane to change. Wait, there's an airplane, you know, another 20 years later, how many years before there's a jet, you know?
Right.
We're like turning around and something else is happening and someone else is developing something else. And then there's another site and there's another place to go and another means of communication. So it's been, that's why I don't understand. I guess I do understand. It's not a matter of understanding, but people who are campaigning for, you know, nationalization, which would be, you know, anti again. It wouldn't be global. People who are against globalization, as if, you know, how could you seclude yourself anymore? You know, how do you seclude yourself? Whether you're a country, a city, a what? I mean, you know, and like I said before, there, I don't know if there's a station that's still only a radio station that still only broadcasts to its community, or I mean, I don't know if that's possible anymore. Now they have a streaming thing, and you can listen to any station anywhere, right? And radio is no longer local. Therefore, politics, which is, that was a big saying. They used to go, all politics is local. Well, it's hardly local anymore. What's local? Everything is globalized. How could you fight against the fact that it's not just one big world? It's one big world that can connect to one another anytime, anyplace, anywhere.
Well, even satellite radio, they want you to take it on your phone.
Yeah.
You know, that when you leave, because they couldn't make it just in the car driving around. They're like, download our app. Keep listening to us in the house. They can't even seclude themselves to satellite. They have to go online too. So just like that with the analog, they have to be online. Everybody has to get them somewhere online.
And they don't even realize, and I realize this, but maybe no one cares. I'm finding that people don't care about a lot of things I care about. For instance, satellite radio does not mean you have to have a satellite to listen to the radio. Like a car, I got a car radio. It means that there was a radio in your car. Satellite radio doesn't mean there's a radio in your satellite because you don't have a satellite. Right? But you're right about satellite radio. It's moot. I don't even know what. And frankly,
I'm still flipping through the channels.
Oh,
they
God.
Still can't give you anything. Just like dish television, just like satellite radio. There's 160 billion things and none of them are good.
I don't know how it's all going to, well, we knew that. You and I knew that though, because the internet started out very particular. It created genre driven. Is it cricket here?
I do.
Okay. It created, sometimes I push a button and he gets upset and he starts saying things. genre driven streams and websites and stuff, because you couldn't do one thing that had everything, or even one thing that, so if you did rock and roll, what would that mean? That's like, now there's 30 definitions. Is it classic? Is it rock? Is it 50s? Is it oldies? Is it...
I suppose this is kind of right. What we're dealing with right now is that the dust has settled. Like, there's currently on the internet, it is what it is. It's not really going somewhere new, because people have gone on Facebook and that is where they have stayed. You know, at least back in the early 2000s, we had these things that we kept climbing one from the other. We went from the minimal networking sites, the Friendsters,
yeah,
to the MySpaces quite quickly, and then to the Facebook, and now it just kind of, it stopped. It has provided the people with their standard, and they're fine with that. And so far, nothing has taken over it. Nothing has really changed all that much. We keep tweeting. We keep Facebooking. We keep trying desperately to have websites. Some people do something different every now and then, but you know, it's this media outlet now, and that's what it is. And that's what we knew it would turn into.
Well, we did, because we knew that more and more people would be doing it, and the next generation would stay with it. And that's why you got GoDaddy Go commercials, right?
Right.
You don't know how to do it. You don't know how to make a website because you're not HTML first, but you know, we'll do it for it. God, I hate them, but that goes way back with me anyway.
Yeah.
all I know is I'm still doing a radio show, and that fat crap face isn't. I don't even know if he was fat, but the guy who started that thing.
That's
anyway,
okay.
Because I really don't think you and I deserve. And yet it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter that we're not earmarked or pointed to as saying like, well, you know, these guys were doing this, you know, and nobody, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. in a sense. And yet there's parts of it that piss me off. And you know that if you hear this show.
Right.
And when I'm reading Vanity Fair and I'm seeing a writer talking about Marc Maron being the pioneer of podcasts, I'm like, it's almost like, you know, it's not this. It's not like I want the fame or whatever is connected to being, having the title of, you know, it's not that I want that and I want people, you know, coming up to me. It's just like history's wrong already.
Already.
Like, what are you doing? He's like, what are you doing? Why don't you look it up? Why don't you, you know, why don't you see what's happening? I don't know. Anyway, but you're right. There are standards now.
And another one. The dust settled in a way that, and this is what brings the rage monkey flying off my back and hurtling around the room. And
I have a
very vivid imagination.
I don't think it ever gets off your back. I think it just stays there and claws into you and does whatever else monkeys do when they're on your back, which
so
we will not go.
Sometimes it whispers into my ear.
Yeah, we will not go into that because go ahead. I just keep seeing that, you know, people like, you know, with baboons who carry around baboons and they have that,
yes,
an incredible thing that comes out of them.
Right.
That comes out of their ass there. And it just, I don't understand. Is that part of their body? Should it be inside or what? I don't know. It's just disgusting. But go ahead. You bring the rage monkey.
The dust that has settled and the way, I guess maybe this is kind of, I hate to, you keep using the word generational, but it kind of is. When you kind of look around at what the kids these days are doing and the things that have formed, like, first of all, there's the gentrification of everything, which is what I was talking about before, really. The whole world changes. Everything is gentrified.
Right.
The internet is now gentrified.
Right.
But the little things that have spawned, because I do watch a lot of vloggers and a lot of people that are, they do have a lot of followers and they're very popular. But there's just so much stupidity. It's kind of like we're getting ahead of ourselves that, you know, when a person is so free that they forget where they come from, and these people have forgotten quite quickly, with the misogyny, the people that hate or think that hate is like racism is anything you say about someone is racism, you know, or even just critique or judgment or just saying something to them or calling someone black is now racism or even saying that someone is Hispanic. Some people take that as like, you can't say that, you're white and he's Hispanic. You can't say that about him.
Right.
That's the same level. I'm always having to make these paralleled connections because I can never figure out what's going on the internet, but that's what I see going on the internet. Cause have you heard of the SJWs?
SJW.
I was late to this party.
No, what is it?
And most of us should be. SJW is a social justice warrior.
Okay.
And that is something the internet has spawned.
Social justice warrior. Yes. So, okay.
These people
are
people who feel that they're fighting for the rights of, well, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of fall very, very vaguely into all of these categories of they're sticking up for, you know, people on the internet who are getting, they think the Black Lives Matter thing, that's a little bit of the social justice warriors.
Yeah, I'm writing this down.
But that's a whole other thing, though. Oh, I'm glad you're writing it down. That's
yeah,
write this down.
So I haven't heard this. This could be fodder for a whole bunch of stuff.
And I think if you look this up and you watch, especially if you go on YouTube, I love how I say that, and look up social justice warriors, you'll probably first find videos making light of social justice warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And making fun of them and saying how idiotic they are. And I can't say I disagree with that. And they'll show you clips of their videos. So you will probably immediately understand once you look this up why it bothers me.
Okay.
But that's kind of what I've seen the internet turn into, is these people that are so, I mean, I've always been that way, where I just don't like how they're sticking up for people that, I don't know, it's like, how can I explain this on a radio?
I don't know, but you better find a way, because it's only so long.
I know, I'm circling the airport.
Look, you don't want to sound like a...
Right, because I don't want to sound like an ass.
Not ass, no, it just sound like an old fogey.
Or, yeah,
I don't want to sound like
I'm mean. I don't want anybody to get off my lawn.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same point, I've never liked coddling.
Okay.
And an SJW is coddling the world. I do like constructive criticism. I do like harshness. I mean, I am, for all intents and purposes, a gay man, and I'm in that gay culture where I grew up in that very backstabby, witty, evil, you know, I hate you, but I love you kind of thing, in that world. So I'm okay with the constructive criticism, because it's constructive criticism.
Yeah.
You're not making
And that's not, by the way, that's not exclusively a gay quality or whatever, or characteristic. It's not at all, because
it can be, though, more biting in at times, I have found. But even, I mean, Italians, even.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's the whole, why are you yelling at each other? No, we're not yelling, we're talking.
How about anything? I mean, I grew up in a world where anything could be attacked. Anything you do, anything about you could be attacked and should be. So go ahead. I know what you mean. I'm not a coddler either.
I mean, and the people that they take such problem with others who are posting thoughtful commentary. Like if an atheist, I have a lot of atheist vloggers on my list, and they talk about atheism and the lack of God, the lack of religion. And they don't talk about it in a way like you can't be religious. Right. Or they don't really tell you that you're an idiot if you believe in that kind of stuff. They're just saying they don't believe it. And that's where some of these SJWs get a little bit twisted, and they go after these folks. They try to out them. They try to get them fired from their jobs. Some have. And I guess in turn, you know, they turn out to be far more vicious than the people that they were thinking were too vicious to begin with.
Gotcha.
That bites me. But it's a coddling. I think that really hits it. It's a coddling thing where you got to be really looking out for everybody. And I don't like that. I don't like that people are so god darn sensitive.
I don't disagree with that. But at the same time, I think the more we address these things, I think the more we give these people some kind of power. I guess what I'm saying is, it really doesn't bug me that much. And yet, let me say this though, it's really bad. There's a button I'm yet to understand that I have, that when it's pushed, I'm, forget about Rage Monkey, I turn into the Hulk, you know? And I don't know, it's put my life in danger here and there, and I don't know who pushes that button, could be anyone, and how they push it. I've never gotten to the bottom of that. But it doesn't have to do with anything but me and how I feel. I wouldn't tell somebody else. In fact, I'm like you. I'd say to somebody else, okay, you're Irish, but but don't hang around and support your Irish friends all the time. There's other things in this world but Irish people.
Right.
You know? And you're not all drunks. Right. Okay, fine. But you drink. Okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's it. Giving importance, as these people do. This is really nothing different, I guess, before there was internets or anything. I mean, groups of people used to do this in villages. I mean, the Scarlet Letter was, right? I mean, wasn't that
right.
The very idea? So there is this has only allowed more people to come out and be part of something, because people are lost souls. In a certain way, you and I are not lost souls, because we're individuals first. And then whatever happens, right? But people aren't, mostly people aren't like that. And even people inside of our various genders or understanding of anything are not like that. And when you're talking about how the clubs that were originally the gay clubs and so when that, you know, that turned over, and there were still plenty of gay people who were really pretty normal people. Right?
Right.
They were very commercial oriented. They were an audience. Their sexual preference had nothing to do with the fact that they were just people. They weren't necessarily more intellectual, less intellectual, right? They were individuals who just had this, and so that was it. So we put them, and so they became a market to sell things to just like everyone else. You can't sell some, if you don't know, everybody's in the closet. You know, you can't sell, but you are selling them stuff too, but I mean, you can't get directly to them. So then you have to do that. So what I'm saying is there are a lot of normal people who other people think are not normal.
Right.
And the really, I don't want to say weird, but the abstract people, are always thinking abstract and are abstract and they don't fit in these places. And I think, obviously, you don't even fit half the time. When you write on some of those transgender sites, and you get attacked. I'm like, oh my God, and he's like, what? What does this mean? You know, suddenly this is this community. They are all individuals, but they all want to be part of being that group. And at the same time, you say something against that and then they're going to attack you.
And that's a lot of what it is, you know, it's not the things that they're involved in, like feminism or the identity politics of genders, transgender, all the transgender stuff. You know, it's not a bad start. I used to consider myself a feminist because I was pro feminist movements, you know, women. And I love women. I do love women. I think it's a great gender. And I think that they're wired very nicely in their brains. And I was myself transgender in that way that I thought I was a woman at one point.
Right.
And then that changed for whatever reason. But I was there for sure. I was solid in that moment. And I would now be embarrassed to call myself a feminist after I've seen how some of the SJW feminists act, because it's as if they want to just, it's those types that want to destroy the male population because they just think that they're all bad. Mm. The transgender and identity politics drives me crazy. And that's a lot of the SJW stuff is where they're, and I've made this joke before, it's like I am a non-binary bullfrog toaster oven and I am projecting the emotions of a dragon from the 18th century, and you know, they just go on and on about what they are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is wrong with you? You are not that many things. And okay, if you are, you are. But don't hate on me because I don't believe that there's a gender which is a toaster oven. Mm-hmm. Or a bullfrog.
Yes, and let me tell everyone.
Yes.
They're listening to this and they're going, I don't hear anything like this anywhere else. That's because this is Cotola Chronicles. You'll hear this stuff from people like the artist D and I and not a lot of other places. But we're here, we've always been here. And I don't know how long we're going to be here, but you know, the point is that's us. That's you're listening to Cotola Chronicles, and we're here and we're still on. So we're still going to talk. Yes, I understand what you say, but I think what happens is the breadth with the D, the breadth of, normality has expanded.
Quite.
Okay. And it's not the shame of it, but the idea is that, like, you know, we still, I'm not talking for you. You know, you talk for yourself, but I don't fit. I don't care how big it gets. I don't care how wide it gets. Because it's like, I'm not, for some reason, and it might not even be a very good reason, but I'll never know, because that's just, you know, I'm okay because I accept myself, but I don't get even some weird people, as you know, you and I have talked about that. I don't even get weird people being, I mean, it's like, you tend to think, well, you're hanging out with these people and you're getting along with them, then perhaps they're in this, they're in your, circle of whatever, a consciousness, let's say, the circle.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what? Yeah, they're like, what? And they start saying things and acting, and you go, what? That's no different than if you were a farmer and I wouldn't hang out with farmers, you know? It's like, wow, how you could be fooled when you're different in such deep ways that it transcends. I use the word trans, but I mean, it does. It transcends so much, intellect, understanding how you learn, what you do, what you like and don't like, and how you, and I have a hard time getting along with people who, use, like you said, they'll use like the four or five things that define me. Right. You know, it's like, I'm sorry. I don't get that. How could it be this and also be that? I mean, I could, right. You know, it's always a different situation. It's always, it's a matter of, critically using critical thinking too. Who does that? Even the weirdest, the people you think are really weird don't do that because they'll tell you right off the bat, oh, that's not me. Oh, that's not me. No, not that. I'm this, not that. And that is this and not that. Wow. Who do they, go ahead.
And as I kind of sit here and ruminate on what I said, I think, I don't really care if you think, cause I used to do the Fabulous D Show and we talked to plenty of very strange, bizarre individuals.
Right.
And they all had, and I had them on because they were, and I appreciated their interesting outlook. And we did a show on furries and other kin especially, because they think these are people, regular humans in flesh,
right,
bodies, who think that they're a dragon or they're a toaster oven, something,
right.
and they really believe that. And when I did the show, it wasn't to make fun of them or to say what is the matter with you. It was okay. That's very interesting that you think that.
Right.
What I reflect on that where that went bad and wrong was how I feel now when I see someone on my Facebook or my Twitter who says that they are these 8,000 different things about being non-binary and non-gendered, and they reject it all. It's the part that comes after that where me am wrong about what I feel. It's like there are men out there. There are real men, just men. They are as you know men.
Yes. Yes, very much.
I don't think I've always known men, but I do know a lot of men now, and I hear some men on your show who, yes, are real men.
Yes.
They have one gender, mm-hmm, and they have one sexual identity. They like one type of human. And for some of these non-binary people, and the SJW variety especially, they feel that that's mistaken.
Right.
And it's not. It's because we could all be all of these things. There can be just a one normal, not, and we can't say normal.
Well,
just
the
one man.
Well, those SJW, what they're doing, what those warriors are doing, is they're trying to solidify the definition of them, not someone else. So they have to be, you define yourself by things you totally believe or that, right? I mean, it's like you,
right.
So what they're doing is saying, look, listen to me. This is me. This is what I am. This is me. You're that and I don't got that. And it's like, right, they have to separate themselves. And how do you separate yourself? By putting down or just being pejorative to those who aren't like you.
Right.
And which is dumb in a sense too, because it's like, well, what do you want everybody to be like you? Then you'd probably find something else. If that happened, you'd find something else, right?
Exactly.
You'd want to move on, or would they? See, that's what I mean about normalization expanding. And that's what I mean by the fact that, you know, those underground gay clubs and other various, you know, there's a lot of clubs. There's a lot of specific places that are gone. It does not always sexual, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I can go into the goths and right. any artists and anything like that.
It's gone. Well. And it's not gone. And it's because these people have assimilated into the vast, circle of normality now. Like you were saying, oh, now that's okay to walk outside and, oh, there's one of those, there's one of those chicken people. You know, they dress like chickens and go around and then my, you know, yeah, it's like, hey, let's go to Starbucks. You know, there's nothing to it, right? And in the old days, they'd be screaming. And unless, of course, you're a clown. You know what's happening with, you've heard God, that stuff, yes. haven't you? Oh my goodness, this is gonna be a whole show eventually, I think. This is
Talk
nuts.
About clown shot dead at circus.
Yes! And I'm going, do you know people came up to me because of what happened, who would listen to people I know in the area, and they went, you know, did you hear about the clown thing? And I would go, yeah, I heard about that. Two clowns shot dead at circus. It was, this thing has become like, you know, a cult thing.
It really should be on your t-shirt, you know.
Right. Tell
the Chronicles. Clown shot dead at circus.
I wish I could find that original show if I could. I would, yes. But it's that.
Exactly.
But even there, what are we doing? We're creating the villain.
Right.
You know? Because unless there's the, you know, unless there's the opposite, there's nothing. You know, I keep telling this to my real conservative friends and people who like really want to see certain things happen in this country based on what they believe, right? Which would be like, you know, a regression, not progression, you know?
Right.
And I tell them like, look, if you don't have the guy against you, you can't define yourself. You don't exist. This is like basic Zen stuff, you know, which they don't understand because of God and a book or whatever it is that, you know what I mean? Their dogma. Their dogma doesn't allow them to address their opposite. Who defines them? Why is there, you know, I mean, what is up and what is down if there's no gravity? And then, you know, they can't figure this stuff out. They go, oh yeah, but Job said, let, you know, and yet I've had some friends who are Jehovah Witnesses. And do you know, there was a point where the local Jehovah Witness place would come to my house. I must have told this story a million times, but the point is that they would come back constantly bringing other people till I had like, you're only allowed two at a time. You know, that's a thing. The other ones have to stay in the car. They would change. They would bring like six people in the car. Two by two, they'd come out and they would literally say, oh, we just tell the people have to meet you. You're just like so crazy. tell us again what you think about, you know, about the Old Testament. You know, they wanted a show, these people. I'm this freak, you know. And they started bringing people. I want to introduce you to this person. Oh, guy, you love this guy. He's so funny. And they didn't realize, like, God, you realize how you're insulting me? No, you don't. You have no idea because why? But here's the thing. I always knew those people were, I always knew where they were coming from because they had one particular thing. That was it. Nothing else. That was their Bible.
Absolutely.
So all their answers were right there. So how many people do you walk around and say like, well, you know, if you read, hey, why don't you just pick up Catcher in the Rye and you'll really know who I am? page 35 is what we just went through. It's like,
that's very true.
It's like, I don't have a book. There's not the Book of Frank. Here's my manual, which is man. Speaking of man, how about a manual? How come there's not a woman all?
That's a thing. That's a warrior thing.
It is. That's right. Manual. Manual.
Man, I just saw the other on Twitter. Someone posted a sign, a construction sign that said "men working," and they're like, "How dare they? Where is the women working?" But see, that's where it all goes wrong. They say, "Where's the women working?" Sign. I would say, "Well, where is the people working?"
That's right. Yeah, that's what I would. The people.
Because there's nothing wrong with people working, but suddenly, it's this black and white thing, lopsided.
Right.
Well, you have a man working sign. Well, I want a woman working sign. No, you should say I want a people working sign.
And then it'd be transgenders people. Why isn't there a transgender working people working sign?
Exactly.
Transgender's working. At what?
Why isn't there a toaster oven working sign?
Yeah, that's taking it to the.
And I'm not kidding, people, gentle listeners. There are people out there who feel like they're toaster ovens.
People are so confused, and they continue to be confused, even with the most spectacular truths of art, of science and math. And this is what I don't, you know, this is, I never question. I used to question, I think I've said this a number of times over the past dozen years that I've been alone. I used to question how the hell I got here. You know, I used to walk into my backyard and go, what the hell did I get here? How did this, you know, how did this all happen? I was, you know, what did I do? I'm not, you know, and now I don't question it because I think it's obvious that even the people who became intimate, even the people who I shared the my most greatest intimacies, managed to find a reason to exclude me from their lives. and it suddenly that becomes more ordinary to me. It's like, well, you know, you're Frank Adolo.
Right. It's true.
Yeah. And I remember things that I never understood. A woman once said to me, I was going with this woman who turned out to be, who became a lesbian. I was the last man and this woman had been, and I remember her saying, when I was talking about whatever I was talking about, and when she goes, you know, a little Frank goes a long way. I never forgot that. And because I had to start realizing these, you know, it's like I'm not fitting anywhere, not even, you know, I don't even know what the intimacy is. And the problem with that is, of course, as I always often said, I'm adrift. I'm adrift and I go farther and farther out into the ocean because they just, you know, there might be a rift out there with somebody on it, but I don't know.
Right. And it's a good, that's a good thing, especially for people like us. And I do the same thing, that the excuse that you give yourself eventually is, well, I am who I am. I'm the artist D. That's, and when people get weird and they distance themselves or they can only take like, you know, 30 minutes of me once a year, it's not insulting to me. It's like, well, I'm the artist D. That's normal. And that's who I am.
Yeah. When they hate you, they hate you. And what are you going to
do? Right. Right. And I know I'm not, and especially, years ago, I was, you know, I was the artist D all the time to the level of 11, the highest volume. And,
right.
And it was, and I knew that people could only do, you know, once a year, a visit on a weekend. And I was just too fabulous to take into their normal everyday lives. I think I just wrote about that somewhere. Maybe it was in the Bloody Typewriter. I'm not sure. But it was about people who drifted from the internet. We met each other on the internet. Then we met each other in real life. And it was like amazing to them. But I was as if I was a very bad drug that they had a very good time with. And then suddenly they woke up 5 days later and they're like, who the hell am I? What the hell have I done? I need to get back to work. Yeah. Like 9 to 5 boring shit, because this experience was amazing, but I now feel filthy and disgusting.
I'm filthy
and like a big mush pile.
Yeah, the filthy mush mess. What was it? Filthy, yeah. Filthy mush of mesh.
Mesh, I don't know.
Mesh pit? I've only forgotten it already.
It wasn't a mesh pit, but it could be.
We've moved
it
on.
It is now.
We've moved on. And I understand, but I don't have a rage monkey. I don't. And yeah, except that, you know, there's that one button. I still can't figure out why. You know what it is? I tell you, here's what I think about it. I think that there's an invasion of personal space, and it's not always just, you know, physically space.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And people once in a while, whether you know them or don't know them, or whether you're immediately don't like them, you know, there are people, you just don't know, what have you. But they invade that space one way or another. And I just go on the attack. I mean, and it's not to get them to understand, it's not to, I want to, you know, make you understand how I feel. It's not that at all. It's like, I want you off this earth. And if I have to be responsible for doing it, I will, because I'll be a better person if you're off this earth. And it's a real out of control type of thing.
I'd say.
And I have, now where it is good, of course, is the characteristic that I would, you know, take a bullet I mean, I would do so. I would just, I'm just, I will do what I have to do. It doesn't, and I have. I mean, I've been lucky. But you know, I've faced a gun with this thing. I mean, and people. So I just, doesn't matter. There just comes that point where it doesn't matter. What matters is that, not I get you. I don't even know what it is. Is you get out of my space. That's it, you know?
Right.
Don't invade. I wouldn't invade your space. Don't invade my space.
No, and that is what's going on. A lot of people are invading a lot of people's spaces.
I think it's just happening. It's happening at this level. Obviously, it's always happened. And I'm constantly telling people, or I don't tell. I suggest. There's an African guy whose name I cannot remember. The brilliant book is called Things Change. Is it called Things Change? Now I can't remember the name of the book. Chiubu Obama. I don't know. Obama. Another, you know. Uh-oh. Look out. They're going to come after me if I start.
There you go. Yeah, with right. That African speech. Things Change. You're mocking people.
Yeah, I know. I think it's called Things Change or what have you. But, so if you're, you know, it's the you know, the Christians going into the, uncivilized, defined uncivilized, jungles, and tribes and changing them over, to their way because that's the way. And even though there are very bad things in the, I mean, how we would call bad things in terms of how people treat each other in tribes or in people who are like uncivilized. By uncivilized, I guess these days, I mean, they don't have a smartphone.
Right.
Whatever, you know, or the internet.
That is totally uncivilized.
But those people, and yet you force yourself upon them. Hey, by the way, here's a new joke and anybody can use it if they want to. Here I am giving away another joke. If you hear, and if anyone hears Jeremy Long do this, it's mine. What did the psychic cannibal say to the cannibal who came to him to find out what was going to happen?
What?
The psychic cannibal said, "You will eat a tall, dark stranger." Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Cotolo Chronicles. And my name is Frank Cotolo, the man's name is doing the title. So you get free jokes here. You get free, everything's free. It's always been free. And now you know what? You tell that to a millennial and they go, "Oh, because they eat people?" They don't know the phrase.
No.
There's still, you know, little by little, we become, further and further. In this case, it's further and further away from the consciousness. Like you said, when there are people who didn't understand the phone thing.
Right.
What was that?
Yeah. Right.
That's just.
Which is a lot of. I guess that's why it's hard to not sound like an old fogey when discussing this, because really this has happened before, just a different kind of construct.
Right.
And people have said that, and I've said that a few times on my show. I mean, I wonder how many older people and dead people especially have said this in a different context about the previous or the new generation, just not, well, we all know that they don't understand them, but in such a specific way. That like, wow, you guys right now have drifted so far. You've just lost touch with what we know.
But you know, that's what I don't do though. And you know what? I've talked about this privately too. And I mean, that is that I don't do what a lot of my generation I've seen does. You know, they just put down everyone in terms of their culture and everything because the way they did it in their generation was better. You know, and that, let's face it, that's been going on for centuries. That has been. But I don't like to do that. I like to listen, even if I don't like something, I like to know what they're doing. I don't, because I don't want to feel like the codger. Ah, it used to be, you know, that's what I hate that. I hate my age in terms of its physical meaning. You know, I hate all of that. I will behave as I can. And so I don't like to do that.
It's a very big melting pot.
I'm not saying you
right
do.
Now.
You don't do it. I mean, you don't. I'm not saying, but we do bring these things up and I like when they listen. I like when they're attentive. When they listen, oh, you don't get that. Here's why you don't get that. You know, I like working with them so that they have a broader, what's that called? They have a broader, what's that point when they say like, oh, that's a, out of, that's, yeah, I just lost.
Perspective?
It's not perspective. They have a broader, well, they just have a broader knowledge of things. It's like, you know, they know, hey, wait a second, this, there's stuff that goes back even further, yeah. You know.
Well, and I do, that's why, I, and it is, it's a, it, it doesn't, it, it is not a generational thing anymore, because I could look at someone older or someone younger, and they're doing, they could be doing the exact same thing,
right.
That makes me feel very uncomfortable, that they really are pretty out of touch. And then the same on the opposite is either side of that, they could be telling me something that I'm really appreciating and I'm enjoying. So it's not even a younger versus older thing, especially maybe that is one of the things that have changed, is that they're all kind of mixed together.
Yeah.
It's hit and miss, but I am kind of drawn to those, especially those YouTube videos of people talking about stories about their lives, and you watch it and you're like just so uncomfortable because they have no idea.
Yeah.
But then other people do. And I do like when I say something that they don't know, and instead of, you know, oh, you're weird, they actually are like, wow, that's fascinating. Something exists. That, yeah. I don't know.
Well, when they show interest, they show that their consciousness and their mind is open, you know, and they can, you know, if you look into, that's why I enjoy, well, working with, younger people, because I can introduce them to things that is only going to help them, you know, I mean, creatively, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I've worked with Jeremy Long and, it's like introducing him to things he doesn't know. I said, look, you will have an edge. If you go deeper into what you do, right. Than anyone else, you'll have an edge. There's so much more going on that people don't do that. And the kids, I've had when he was here co-hosting once, we had one of his friends on who was doing relatively well as a comedian in terms of getting work and stuff. And when I asked him about his influences, he said, well, when I saw Adam Sandler, I knew I wanted to be a comedian. And I'm like, wow. It's like, you know, I can't pinpoint, you know, I could tell you names and place and things that, you know, affected or influenced my voice. Okay. But I can't just, I know that whoever I talk about or read or was influenced by, that they were also, like, it goes back, you know, even further than that. But a lot of these kids, they think it all starts and ends at that point. Now, if they're interested, I'm very glad, I'm very happy to be the teacher or the mentor and everything. And if they're receptive, if they're not, then, you know.
Yes. It is a shame though that people have just not really dug into the history of, because they would really enjoy it.
Yes.
And the references I make, like I do the same thing with jokes. I the other day on Facebook, I said someone, he had the spray tan, the shade of a baked potato, and she looked like Mom's Mabley in Tammy Faye makeup. And right. Some people liked that, but I could imagine a lot of them are like, what? Who?
Yes. Yes.
And there's so much comedy there and so much enjoyment that really they could really broaden where they are.
And it's so available. You know, I keep telling a lot of my friends, I told Ray, look, you want to get involved. And he does research. But I mean, it's so easy. It's like, watch the reruns, watch Johnny Carson doing his monologue. It's every night. It's on television from another time, another era, and listen to what they're doing. And you don't get a lot of the references they make because they're current, you know, jokes about current, but there's other things too, and there's other ways that they do stuff that you wouldn't think. When you're younger, I keep telling Ray, in terms of writing and everything else, I said, when you're younger, you think that there's a special way. There's so much. It's so much you have to do. When you know, it's really very simple. You go through a lot of crap being anywhere, whether it's a musician or a comedian or anything, or even a carpenter. You go through all this stuff to realize, it's really very simple. In the end, it's simple.
It really is.
I had to go through this jungle to find the clearing, you know, but when you're young, and I know this too, I tell writers all the time, I say like, oh yeah, I sat down, I said, I'm a writer, so I'll write a book. What are you, nuts? I mean, now I'm thinking, what kind of stupidity is that? Well, it's stupidity if you don't learn from it. If you don't, you know, realize you don't start by doing that, you know? And then you, so, they still need teachers. It, and you know, culture's not gonna die because of this, do you think?
No. And I think that's the way culture lives is, and resurrects itself, is it hits these points where it's like so, so low.
Yeah.
And so everybody's nose is in their Facebook. And suddenly, cause I've gone through it myself where this was, it was good. It was there all the time. I checked it all the time. And then I did my best to stay away from it. And pulling back like that is an amazing thing. Cause you kind of get those moments where you can read books again instead of Facebook and stop fondling your phone all the time.
Right.
And imagine what would happen if someone who grew up with the phone in their hand actually put it down. And I've seen this happen. I've seen younger people say, you know, I'm going to take a week off Facebook. And really, that was probably the first week off Facebook in their entire life that they ever recall living. And then they're like, wow, there's stuff out here. And it's when they realize that, and that's where we're going to cycle back around to saying that the internet is not that important. It's there and we use it, but humans have to learn how to kind of sit back and not log on every day after and before work and everything in between.
Yeah, that, I remember that bloody typewriter. I remember that one. Yeah.
That's, I really went through that this summer. I was really burnt out because the internet gives me or gave me everything I wish it would have given me in 2001. It gives me all the likes and the attention that I care to want. But at the same time, it's a heroin needle in my arm. I want more. And I just keep wanting to do more and outsell myself and get more likes. And it's not worth it because they're endless and they're meaningless to an extent. And once you get them and once you solidify yourself, then you need to go read a book.
Yes. And I don't think there's anything wrong with reading a book on a phone. Because the most important thing is reading the book, right?
Yes. If you can do it and you like it, you read it wherever it is.
It's just another.
If your eyes have adjusted to that screen that much, go right ahead.
And I have everything in the world. I like other writers. Who aren't Stephen King and whoever the other ones are might have been making all the money. I have everything in the world to lose from that, unless right. But still, I realize it's like, well, no, it's another way that people can get to your stuff or anybody's stuff, right?
Right.
So it's good reading. And books won't die anyway. I'm afraid, you know, that's the end of books now. It's like, I mean, it was years ago when I did this show about, some guy did a column about a kid who was, who was doing music in his own home, cause he had all this stuff and he was doing everything off the internet, off digitally. And this guy who was particularly older, wrote this column somewhere, talking about how it's really terrible what's going on with this internet and how kids are attracted to it. And as I said and would say again and again and again, I think I'm getting repetitive. Maybe it's not time for me to not do shows anymore. But I said, sure, you don't like the technology until you go to the doctor and they find that tumor, which now they can handle and get rid of it because they saw it because it was digital. Now you like that kid who's sitting in his, right? It's like, they don't realize the same thing. Progress is going on in the same way. They just look, they want to, but that's like freedom. That's like the people, you know, they're saying like, well, all right. Aunt Lincoln or whoever, well, we won the Civil War. All you guys are free. All you, well, they're not African Americans then, or whatever they call them. And we know what they call them. You're all free now. Get out there. And they're all going like, yeah, what do we do here? Though? You, what do we do? You mean I can? Yes, you can, you know, and then you see, the color purple and you realize there was a whole community and a whole life going on there and they're treating each other just the way every of them treated this like they're just human, you know. And people don't, most people don't see that. But I'm really beginning to feel, I don't know about you, but I'm beginning to feel the worthlessness of whatever it is I do or say, and that I really do have to enjoy whatever I'm doing or saying first and foremost. And if anybody picks up anything, that's it. Because I'm not doing it. I've always said, you know, I'm not doing anything for mankind. And once I accepted that and went, oh, good. That's a real lot of weight off of me. Mm-hmm. But these social justice be like, yeah, we're out there and we're going to free what?
Exactly. And that's where something kind of snapped over the summer. I heard someone say, and even though I've been doing this forever, being myself and doing what I want to do to make me happy, someone was saying that they just one day decided after being pretty social media burnt out that, you know, I need to do what kind of amuses me.
Yes.
And that's it. That's the whole point of it. You just have to do what amuses you. And that's what I figured. I want to do that's, I truly am doing this show, the Artist D's Fabulous Show, because it amuses me. And it's on a Wednesday. It gets me through the week.
Right.
It gives me a little breakup of all the monotony and all that stupidity of our culture that I don't like. And it makes it better. And it amuses me. And for the first time, I really don't care if anyone's listening. And of course, as soon as you don't care, that's when they listen.
Sure. And as I've always said, if you have three people listening, you've got an audience. It's
exactly.
Better than when you were kids and you wanted to be in broadcasting and you sat in your basement talking to the walls and you didn't mean nobody. There was no chance anybody was going to hire, you know, you just, so there are ways that this is, it's just not at the scope or at the, volume of how it used to be, but, it's fine and you get a great chance to do it. And, what have we done? Have we literally timed it right up to where we finished?
We have. We tied it off just at the right time.
Let's do this then. Let's go through the stuff before I hit the theme and say goodnight to you for now. Let's go through the stuff. Up All Night is on.
For Culture, Sundays at, it's about 7 o'clock. So just check forculture.com for that.
And like I tell everybody, forculture.com, I keep turning, sending them over there because I'm still there and there's
still
stuff
there.
And there's words and music and sounds and stuff there too. So you go there also, but they also have the radio division and the Fabulous Show.
The Fabulous Show, the Artist D's Fabulous Show on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern and, or actually, I'm sorry, 7 p.m. Eastern. No, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm confusing you. 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 p.m. Eastern on 4Culture Radio. And then you can get us at juicetotalk.com. You don't get the music there because, you know, copyright infringement, but it is there and you can hear me talk, which is why you're listening.
That's right. And if this actually did record, this show will be on, you'll know because I'll send it to you and you'll know it worked.
We'll be very excited to know that.
And everyone.
And then you can download it at juicetalk.com as well.
I would be excited too because it would mean that it works. And thank you for helping me find the Skype. And now you all know, you've all learned something about Skype. If you don't know, if it doesn't come back, Skype.com. Not that I want to, you know, they're not giving them anything.
No, they're not a sponsor.
No, they're not sponsors. But you, we will, you and I will talk as we do and we'll broadcast and listen and what have you.
And I'll see you in a couple months.
That's right. We will be doing that. Hopefully we're okay doing that. We don't tempt whatever fates if there are fates or what have you, but whatever. And that'll be that. In the meantime, see you soon.
See you soon. Thank you for everything as always. And thank you all for listening.
Same here to you and to everybody who listened because of you. Bonsoir, mon ami.
Ciao.
Okay. The Artist D, everyone. The Artist D, ladies and gentlemen. The Artist D. Oh, am I supposed to hit this theme now? Yeah, I am supposed to hit this theme now, right now. I am. How do I get out of, how do I get out of, the Skype area? Skype.com. How do I get out of here? It's a good question. My name is Frank Tall. A man's name adorns the title of this show. What is this? By using this, you agree? Yeah, right. Okay. Oh, here I am. I don't know how to get out of this, but I'll figure it out. Hey, we'll be back as long as everything is working. You know, we'll be here. Because this is what we do on Cthulhu Chronicles. So I thank you all for listening and for... How do you get out of here? I guess you do this. I have to figure this one out. Why would I want to get out of here? Good night, Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever you may be located. We'll be back, and all things being equal, go buy the books, go to wherever you go to. We'll find it out again. But I'll leave you now. Guess I have nothing more to say.